WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Welcome back to the WNRN studios. Lauren Hoffman. Good morning, Lauren.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, it's nice many artists have come through here and then eventually they come to me or they start here, but it's kind of nice to have you come back to this program because I know that you've been in playing live in the afternoons with previous CD releases, but this is kind of a new and different album for you. It took you several years to make it and you kind of spent some time doing some journeying to kind of get in the right place to write these songs. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the journey that created Interplanetary Traveler?
Well, there's the external journey and then there's the internal one. And the external journey took me, you know, all around the world, and I wound up making the record in Israel. The funny thing is that I think it's very American record. And in Israel, there was a lot of different influences, and I loved experiencing that, but maybe that made me feel even more connected with where I came from. The internal journey was, you know, we've all been disappointed in life, and it's easy to be pessimistic. It's easy to write from pain. I think, you know, the blues, it's very gratifying to do. But I wanted to try and find a way to embody in myself or find those overwhelmingly positive moments, the moments when you believe in love, when you feel love intensely, and it doesn't have to be romantic. It's all different kinds of love. And to write in those moments, that was what I tried to do.
You know, when I knew from, you know, what information I've been given about the CD that you're a new mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess my impression that was that maybe you were looking at the world through the eyes of your child, because I kind of felt that. But then I realized in reading up on this album that really the child came after the CD had been recorded. But I guess maybe that's kind of what you were looking for on some level was to look,
yeah,
one, you know, kind of again for the first time at some things.
I think you're right. The feelings that the place that I was able to get into in myself is the place that I wanted to be in when I became a parent. And so I'm really thankful to have sorted through a bunch of my own stuff and be ready to give her that kind of love.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because some artists, when they become parents, they kind of rearrange themselves a little bit in terms of what they do musically. And sometimes it works out really well. I know a couple of people, I think, who've truly benefited from becoming parents. And some people, you know, they've gotten distracted, obviously. But with this new album, you're releasing it today. In stores, also, are you doing it kind of online as well?
It's quite an online.
It's completely
release. It's quite online, yeah. I put it through CD Baby, so actually, I think that record stores can order the CD through CD Baby, but it's easier just to do it yourself. Just go to cdbaby.com and order the CD yourself. And then, of course, the songs are on all the digital places. I've had a hard time kind of finding my place in the music business all these years. Don't know exactly why, but it's also been shifting in the 10, 12 years I've been making records. Oh, God, it's more than that, isn't it? but when my first record came out in 97, it was still the old-fashioned model of records in stores and that you were touring to support the record. Now people do it the other way around. Like, the records are to support the touring. The money comes from touring, mostly. But maybe if you do it yourself and you cut down on the overhead, and you can get your name out there on the internet, then you can do it cheaply and still make back your money and make money. And I don't know, it's all shifting and changing. And so this is kind of an experiment for me in saying, okay, well, I'm gonna try it my own way with a local manager who believes in me and the support of the fans. And I hate that word, but the support of the friends of the music and see how it goes. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play something from this new record. Give people a taste of it. I've been focusing a lot on the song called Surrender, but we're going to try Sweet Lazy Day. This is from Lauren Hoffman's new album called Interplanetary Traveler. It's available today, and we're going to take a sample right now on WNRN. Mm-hmm.
a spring. Oh, how it brings a sweet lazy day in a southern breeze with you. Dragonflies landing all around our feet. Blessed are those who come to know this peace on a sweet lazy day in a southern breeze with.
WNRN, that's the very last track to Lauren Hoffman's new one called Interplanetary Traveler, and we heard Sweet Lazy Day. So let's talk a little bit about, you went to India, you went to Europe, you did some other traveling while you were creating these songs, but it sounds to me from what I was reading that you had a connection with this producer, and you had met them once and you said, okay, this is the person I want to do the new CD with. So let's talk a little bit about this person and how you met them.
Well, through my travels, I'd met a few different people. And when I set out to find the place to make this album, I had two ideas in mind. One of them was somebody I was familiar with, John Morand in Richmond. I've worked with him a lot, and he mixed this record in Richmond. He's got another studio in Belgium. So there was this, and there were some Belgian musicians, there was this Belgian idea. And somehow that seemed really familiar and kind of safe because the culture there is so much like ours. And I don't know, it didn't seem like it would be as exciting. And I met Asi through my stepfather, who's Israeli. I met him once and briefly, but we played a couple of songs together at a party. And I just had this idea that he was the guy, and I didn't really know why, but so it came full circle about a year later, and I found myself in Israel, and I met him, and I played him the demos, and he totally got it, and it was somehow, it was one of the best collaborations that I've experienced. I felt like it was really a musical conversation between the two of us that we both benefited from a lot.
Well, I think one of the things that kind of struck me with this new CD and is that you kind of have a bit of a reggae vibe on a couple of the different songs. And I just always find that particular kind of rhythm, you know, section to a song that does reggae is always very appealing to me. I don't know.
Yeah, me just, too.
So I'm just kind of interested. Was this something that you had thought about before or something that, you know, with Asi, you said, okay, he suggested this?
That's kind of his home base. His first band was the most popular Israeli reggae band called something like Roots Africa. I'm not sure if I'm getting that correct. But he had that in his deck of cards. So that was really a place that he wanted to go pretty regularly, and that was easy. But that feel was already in songs like Surrender and In This Life when I wrote them. I was worried about them coming off with a little bit too much of that like white guy reggae vibe. I actually do listen to Jack Johnson, but I didn't want like too much of that vibe, and I felt like he had something a little bit more authentic to bring to it. And the rhythms on this album are definitely more complicated than what I'm familiar with, because I don't have that kind of history. It's not really in my blood. I'm from Virginia. So that was, I really was happy to bring that to the album.
We've got Lauren Hoffman in the WNRN studios this morning. We're talking about the new album, which is out today, called Interplanetary Traveler. And 10 new songs from Lauren Hoffman. This is, your last CD came out in 06?
Yeah.
So did you purposefully take some time off to make room for these songs to come? Or did you just have distractions that you just needed to deal with, and then you got back to the music?
Well, after I put the album out, I spent about a year promoting it and traveling specifically to promote the album. I had a label in France, and so I was over there a bit. And then after that, I needed to kind of regroup and start writing. I actually recorded this album now over a year and a half ago, and then mixed it in January. Everything just took a... From the time I got into the studio to record it until now, it took a lot longer than I expected, mostly because of the pregnancy and giving birth to my child and spending time focusing on that. Although we went in the studio and mixed it when she was 4 months old. That was kind of interesting, juggling those priorities, but fun,
well,
too.
I've done the juggling priorities with children before, so I understand all of that. Well, I'm glad to have you here. Let's talk about this song before we play it here, Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an interesting concept. Again, this is a song that I thought that probably was informed by your parenthood, but obviously came ahead of time, because I think that one of the lessons I learned as a new mom was surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there's certainly things that you don't have any control. You have to let the process take place, whether it's the kids actually growing or just... these are the things that, they need. And so I need to put other stuff aside and just kind of surrender to the needs of the moment. But this obviously came from before. So what inspired this song?
Well, sometimes I'm reluctant to explain those things. I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be not as interesting as what people would think of themselves when they hear it. I think the main idea was a little bit making fun of myself for being uptight sometimes, and a little bit neurotic, and speaking, I was sort of, so there's two voices in the song. It's kind of like another voice is telling me, like, just let it go, man. Just, like, open your heart and find a way to surrender to love instead of always being like, I want to fall. No, I don't want to fall in love. Yes, I want to. No, I don't want to. And anyway, so I'm kind of making fun of myself and giving myself advice maybe at the same time.
We got Lauren Hoffman. This is something from her new album called Interplanetary Traveler on WNRN.
It's a silly game, hiding all your cards and hoping you'll And I will be the heat to warm your small hand. Yes, my love, I know you can survive on your own. But tonight I'm yours alone, so yeah. Keep your heart in a golden cage. One is all you got to know. He said, surrender.
WNRN with some music from Lauren Hoffman this morning from a brand new album called Interplanetary Traveler. We heard Surrender. Lauren Hoffman is my guest today talking about the brand new album called Interplanetary Traveler. It's out today on the web and, as we talked about earlier, at CD Baby as well. I guess over the years you've kind of been through the whole been on a label thing, and this one is an independent release. This seems to be the new thing. I had a nice chat with Ellis Paul, who's now living here locally, and he'd been on a label for 15 mm-hmm. years and just said, okay, this isn't going to work for me anymore. I'm going to do the independent thing. And he went about raising money for the project in an interesting way. A lot of people are doing it. Is this out on your own label? Are you doing this independently as well?
I am doing this independently. I think I've gone the reverse of most normal career paths, and I started out as big as I'd ever be, or I was with as big of a company as I would be with, and went smaller and smaller from there. People are doing some really creative things these days, and actually when I left Virgin after my first album, it just didn't work out on either side. Mostly, actually, for me with the label, with Virgin, it was about how much their personnel shifted. So the person who originally brought me into the label left before I made the album, and then the person who was overseeing it while I was making the record left, and then when the album came out, it was supposed to be promoted by people who hadn't been there for that process and didn't really care about the record, were excited about bringing new stuff in. So it was just a kind of a lost in the shuffle of a big company thing, and I've kept trying to find the sweet balance from then on of working with people, getting involved in labels, and I don't know, it just, now it's, this is what seems the most appropriate, is doing it on a small scale, and but putting it out there on the internet where everybody kind of has a chance, you know? You can get your stuff out there. Everything has an equal chance of going viral or just being passed from one person to another, and I've loved seeing my songs over the years have a life of their own, go out there and find their audience over the years. It's been actually really cool.
Well, you do have a promotion company that you're working with,
right?
which is nice. Imagine that they're doing a certain amount of getting the word out there for
yes.
you. And the other interesting thing that for me, for independent bands or independent artists, is that to try to get their songs a life of their own outside of even really the kind of the song radio iPod experience, but also kind of the TV movie experience. That seems to be where a lot of people are actually making their living.
True. And a friend of mine, Kathy, with her new band, Panda Transport, they've got on a Grey's Anatomy soundtrack, or on the TV show. That was great. I was so happy for them. It's now, that's where everybody's putting their focus. And so that's becoming really competitive, and nothing like that has come up for us with this album, but we'll see. Yeah, that's been a cool thing in the past when I've had my songs on TV shows. It was like on this TV show about teenage lesbians in high school called South of Nowhere. They used some of my songs with my last album. That was really cool.
Well, it's kind of interesting to hear how, I think that, when we talked about you, starting your career years ago, it was kind of the label thing. And it was always, I think for a lot of people, they would start, they would want radio to be one of the first things that would catch on. And then everything else would fall into place. And actually, from what I understand, that either they're doing it all simultaneously or radio is one of the last places that they go to look for an outlet for songs, which kind of, I guess on some level, sad for me, but I understand it because it's, you know, CD sales on some level are good, like you said, if you can keep your costs low. But, you know, for some people, that's not the way to make a living. I mean, you know, to like you said, the way most people make a living is touring.
Is touring these days. I heard somebody, I think local, is selling ad space in their CDs just to pay for the physical CDs. Because just pressing up the CDs costs $1,500 or something. So getting that little ad space, putting them online is free. You can just upload them. There's no materials cost. That's an interesting way. Jill Sobule, what did she do? She sold like little
sponsorships,
perks, sponsorships.
And then she sang everyone's song who, I guess, gave her over a certain amount of money into a song. It was
and somebody got to sing a duet, I think.
Oh, really?
I think that was the top contributor got to sing a duet with her. So, yeah, people are getting really creative.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's good. I'm glad that people are trying new things because, you know, I guess, you know, formulas need to be, you know, remade.
My experience recently of talking to people in the industry at all different levels is that they're still kind of confused about what the new thing is. And so some people are still obsessed with radio. It has to be a radio hit right away. Other people are it has to be a touring band. You have to be on the road 300 days a year. But people still aren't, there's no new formula. And so it's a little bit, I mean, people don't really know exactly how to say, well, if we just do these three things and it's, you know, guaranteed that we're going to sell records. There was maybe a time when you were more likely to be able to do that, and now it's all kind of up in the air, which is good and bad.
Right, right. Well, let's close with the title track to this new album, which is called Interplanetary Traveler. Really glad to have you here, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
And I really have enjoyed this new album. It's really, from start to finish, is really quite lovely to listen to, so recommended to listeners to check this out. Is this available locally at all?
Not. I don't know where to take them. I could take them to Plan 9, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
I can make some recommendations. So we're going to play the title track to Lauren Hoffman's new album, and we'll continue to play it here on WNRN. Thanks again, Lauren.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
I'm an interplanetary traveler. When I took the job, I was too young to know what I would grow up to be, what it would be like to be a woman in love. Well, there's nothing quite like leaping star to star in your interplanetary car. There's nothing like the ground beneath your feet rushing away. And everything you see is fresh and new, waiting for you. Everything you see is fresh and new. Well, there's nothing like a beautiful new face to fall in love with in each brand new place. There's nothing quite like learning how to love in a foreign tongue. And everything you do to each other is new, a revelation. Everything you do to each other is job. I was too young to know what I would grow up to be, what it would be like to be a woman in love. La, 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 la. There's something to be said for staying still, but I don't know if I ever will. The traveler in me is just too strong. She's pulling me on. A shield, growing tougher every time it heals. The engine turns and so I dry my eyes and take to the sky one more time. Every star I see is a love that I knew shining for me. Every star job, I was too young to know what I would grow up to be, what it would be like to be a woman in love.